Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lilei Nishmas, Sarah Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. We are in Mesechta Shabbos and learning in the Shul. This week is graciously sponsored. Lilei Nishmas, Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Ben Arav Shaul Aryeh. And we are in the seventh parak of Mishnayos, Beis and Gimel, Avos Melachos Arbam Chasar Achaz. This Mishnah is probably the most important one in Mesechta Shabbos because it outlines the 39 major categories of Melacha which are prohibited on Shabbos. And so the first 11 of the steps are known as the process of making bread, betzias hapas. The first one is hazareah choresh hakotzer amer hadash hazareah borer hatochin amerakid. The first step of baking bread is you got to plant, you got to plow, you have to reap, you gather, you thresh, you winnow, you select, you grind, amerakid, you sift. Halash you need, and then ha'ofet you bake. So since those early 11 steps are the steps of making bread, each one is a separate category of malacha over here. The next ones are the ones in the process of making a beged, or origa beged. So the Mishnah wants us to understand that there are 13 malachos in that process, and they include hagozes esatzemer, shearing the wool, haplamdo, the washing of it, and hamenapto, the one who disentangles it, hatsovo, the one who dyes it, hatova, the one who spins the thread, hamesech, the warping, hausabati nirin, settling two heddles, haorish nechutim, weaving two threads together, hapotzeish nechutim, removing two threads, hakosher vehamanter, one who ties a knot, hatova shtei tfiros, the one who sews two stitches together. And by the way, hakorei amanaslet for shtei tfiros, if you undo in order so that you can go ahead and sew two stitches. Again, the idea being that a makalkel, the idea of destroying, is not an amalacha, but rather it's destroying amanas livnos, sosu amanas livnos, kore amanas lidfor. Those are going to be major categories of work. The next seven are the process of preparing animal skins, atzad tzvi, trapping the deer, ashokto, slaughtering it, amavshito, skinning it, hamocho, salting it, ma'abed esoro, tanning the hide, hamochako, smoothing the hide, v'amachatcho, and cutting the hide. Those are going to also be avos malachos. And finally, hakosev shtei osios, writing two letters, hamochik amanas lichto shtei osios, erasing in order to write two letters, habone, building, hasoser, destroying in order to build, hamechabe, extinguishing a fire, v'hamavir, lighting a fire, v'hamakabe patish, and striking the final blow. And by the way, hamotzi mirshus lirshus, transferring objects from one domain to the other. These are harei elu avos malachos arbarim chasar achad. Right? These are the 39 avos malachos. We could go on for hours on hours, days and days on any one of them. And I'm sure the Mishnayos will highlight them in the next couple of days. V'okal acher amru. But of course, after we list all the 39 malachos, we first have to set one other rule. Anything that's fit for people to store, and it's in a quantity that people consider significant, and then he carried it outside on Shabbos, he'd be chayav chatas. And such as it, chayav alav chatas, he's going to be considered chayav midal reisa. So you're not going to be chayav for a hotza, for carrying, unless it, first of all, is something that people store, not something that people go throw away, and also the amount has to be large enough to people to be considered a significant amount worth keeping. But if it's a substance that's not fit for people to store, or it's not a quantity that people store, right? And if you carry it on Shabbos, you wouldn't be chayav unless the person who does in fact carry it, sees it, and stores it because it's significant. In other words, if a person has a particular need for the substance, in even the smallest quantity, even though most people don't store it at all, he'll be chayav for carrying it because it becomes important to him. Otherwise, other people, they would not be chayav for hotza, since in their eyes, it has no significance. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ezras Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a fantastic, amazing day.